Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Well, it's always great to be with you on a Monday morning.
Especially when it's a game day.
Eagles and the Falcons. The game could have had a different feel. You know, Atlanta had done what they were supposed to do last week, and that's beat Pittsburgh. But they stunk. So we'll see what they've got tonight. They've got Bijan. They've got Kirk Cousins. They do not have Bill Belichick, who I got to tell you, had to be sitting there yesterday saying, oh, man, the Giants and the Cowboys. It's one or the other. I mean, it just is. It's one or the other. It might be both. It might be he gets his pick of the litter. I mean, Dallas, that was a joke by them. And then the Giants, I mean, their program's going nowhere.
The Giants became the first team in NFL history yesterday to score three touchdowns, not allow a touchdown, and lose in regulation. Wow. Ever.
Never happened before. And James, let me say this about Brian Daboll, because he might be in a situation kind of like Belichick was at the end of New England. He just doesn't have players. I mean, I don't know that Brian Daboll can't coach. I just think his players stink. He's got no quarterback.
Quarterback stinks.
His quarterback's horrible. Yeah. They haven't had a wide receiver since Odell. You know, they don't have Saquon anymore. You know what I mean?
Like that's what's incredible. The wide receiver
mill
that just runs through them. New names, new faces.
It's unbelievable.
All the time.
Yeah. So anyway, it's one of those things where I would think Belichick is in the division next year. That's my guess. Part of it could be, of course, because of the Dallas thing. Let's just take a moment here and relish. The Dallas Cowboys, listen to about 30 seconds of this. Dallas Cowboys getting steamrolled yesterday.
First and goal at the 5. Carr will hand the ball to Kamara, coming on the right side to the goal line, pushes through a tackle and scores as he throws deep to the middle to Shaheed, caught it over the top of Donovan Wilson, and strolls in for a 70-yarder. Middle screen, Kamara 50, 40, 30, 10, touchdown. Carr under center, handoff Kamara left side, look at all the room. 5-yard line, touchdown Saints. First and goal, quarterback sneak, Carr's in, touchdown Saints. Saints have 5 first half possessions and 5 touchdowns.
Yes, I do believe that is a Dallas Cowboys broadcast right there, because that guy's
incredible.
Down. It was unbelievable.
It was,
game was over.
A performance. And I've been saying for years this Derek Carr.
I know you have.
Because I went and saw him out there in Oakland's training camp way back. It might have been his second year. And he was, a young, up-and-coming, precocious quarterback who everyone thought had all this promise. And I looked at him and I thought, man, the arm, the zip is incredible. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but, man, and the leadership, he just really seemed like he had it all together, and then he languished. And I don't know why. Now he's in this offense where he just hands the ball off the majority of the time, and maybe they'll check it down here and there. It's, man, so much running. His offensive coordinator said, we're going to build an offense that allows us to run against any looks. We're going to build an offense that says we can hand it off, regardless of whether your defense says turn the run off, you know, because that's what we do here in Philadelphia that I think is wrong. If the defense tells us the numbers say don't run it, we don't run it more often than not.
I agree.
And there are times where the call it and run it plays, the run plays that you just send in there and say come hell or high water, we're going to do this and shove it down your throat. That's what the Saints do.
Well, look, it makes a hell of a challenge next week. I saw an early line. Eagles a slight favorite next week. Now, that's before tonight's game's played. Remember, next week, the Eagles will be on a short week. We don't know if A.J. Brown will play next week. What we do know is that A.J. Brown will not play tonight. And that's tough, man. I mean, there's two times in Jalen Hurts' history since the duo of A.J. and Devontae have been together that one or the other missed a game. Devontae missed week 18 last year versus the Giants. Granted, Eagles didn't have anything to play for. They didn't show up. I don't think it would have made a difference. Eagles were down 27-0 in the first half anyway. But then the playoff game against Tampa, AJ didn't play. And, the Eagles got blown out of both games.
The two times since Jalen established as a good quarterback in 2022, the two times that he has played a game without one of them, they've gotten blown out both times. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Ken and Cinnaminson right now. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you? This is Ken from Cinnaminson, born on Rockland Street.
There you go.
Nice.
All right. By the way, everyone doesn't have to do that joke. I think we got the joke the first time. All right. Hello, Ken.
Yeah.
Hello. I kind of like this.
It wastes time. Let's talk football. Go ahead, Ken.
Well, I want to get to the Eagles, but first on the Phillies real quick. That great, great weekend, especially getting off the mat. Two things that stood out to me from the Phillies is when JT is hitting the ball hard the other way, he's locked in. And that's part of what I love about JT is he's the one guy who's willing to go up there and not try and pull the ball. And Christopher Sanchez, his ERA at home is like 2.04. Wow. I don't know why you wouldn't start him in a game two at home in a playoff series. It's not about demoting Aaron Nola. It's about recognizing what gives you the best chance to go on the road up 2-0.
Well, it's, all right, Ken, a couple things. First off, I'm going to ask you this question. Just give me your fundamental answer. Who do you trust more in the postseason, Nola or Sanchez?
Big picture, probably Nola.
Okay. I mean, me too. Question two. If only one of them can start a game five and get a second start in that series, who would you rather get two starts in the first in the first round the Phillies play?
Well, do they both wind up at the bank? Because if that's the way it
they falls, they would if it's 2-5, yeah.
Then, yeah, Christopher Sanchez.
I get it, but I don't like it.
And especially he's a ground ball pitcher. So it's a real premium at a place like the bank, which played big yesterday, but it's a real premium at a place like the bank to have a ground ball pitcher who gets a lot of ground ball out.
Yeah,
I
get you
there. I think that's why he thrives there.
But, all right, what do you got on the birds?
So, first of all, the first 4 weeks of the NFL season are a liar. We know that. I mean, the Ravens are 0-2. Do we really think the Ravens are going to go 0-17? And the Chargers are 2-0. Do we really think the Chargers are going to go 17-0?
No, but some of those teams might miss the playoffs that are 0-2. I mean, the stat that came out yesterday, 6% of the teams that have started 0-2 have made the playoffs. Like,
and the teams that start out 2-0, that's a good sign also. I mean, there's a the percentage is. I've seen a stat that says like 64% of those teams have advanced to the postseason or something.
And Ken, remember this, Baltimore's going to have a having won the division record from last year. So they're going to have that one or two extra games. It's harder than the Chargers have. Now, granted, one of them already probably happened with Baltimore starting out with KC. But my point is, you know, stuff starts stacking up, man. We'll see.
Well, tonight, what I really would like to see, especially without AJ out, we saw this a few times last Friday night. It had more two-back concepts out there with both Saquon.
Yes.
And I
love
would
it.
I would like to see that. I
Me
mean,
too.
One of the big completions they had off of one of those two-back concepts was the fake screen underneath that just opened up Devontae in the intermediate for like a 15, 17-yard. Like,
Ken, call it pony. Call it pony personnel. That's what that is. That's what it used to be called with Andy.
I would love to see that.
And we would do that with Brian Westbrook and Carell Buckhalter or Brian Westbrook and Deuce Staley. It was a good thing.
I remember it well. All right, Ken, give me a great answer, my man. Who or what overstayed their welcome?
Well, I don't know if it was ever welcome, but we just had to cancel a much-anticipated trip to Wisconsin because my wife tested positive and she had nothing more than a stuffy nose the whole weekend. So I'm going to say COVID.
I get it.
Good answer.
The pandemic was around a lot longer than we want it. No question about that. Well, it's a big day. John, it's a show. We only get about, I don't know, maybe two of these a year where the Eagles play on a game day. Maybe three. Thursday night once a year.
Already had two this year, oddly.
Oh, jeez.
That's right. I forgot about Friday night football. That's true.
I'm not.
What? You're not feeling it? You nervous? No, I don't know what you're about to say. You're what?
Yesterday was crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Yesterday felt so crazy watching teams that I thought were way better than what they showed yesterday. I watched good teams go down, and I'm not saying that's going to happen to us. Mm-hmm. I'm saying you never know.
You don't
crazy
know.
Things. We,
don't know this team yet. We don't know if we have a pass rush. I know that our run game can blow people off the ball and we can maul people if we so choose, but we must choose to do so.
As they say in Indiana Jones, the third one, you must choose
wisely.
See, here's the thing I'll say about the Eagles as it relates to what you're talking about yesterday, John, as it relates to tonight and this whole season. So the three best teams the Eagles have had this century. Now, I say this in all due respect to 02 and 03. They were great teams, but I wouldn't put them on the same level as the other three. 04 Eagles, 17 Eagles, 22 Eagles. Three best teams the Eagles have had this century. Two of those three times, the Eagles kind of came out of nowhere to be great. 2017, no one really saw that coming. Not like that. 2022, no one saw it coming to that extent. 04, everyone saw it coming.
Yeah.
04, everyone saw it coming. Okay. But the other two times, you know, they were like, let's just go try to make the playoffs sort of lead up to the season. Well, they turned out to be the best regular season team in football both years, and one of the 2 years won the Super Bowl. My point is, as it relates to what you're talking about yesterday, San Fran losing, Dallas losing, Detroit losing, Baltimore losing, there is such an unpredictability to pro football, which to me...
Baltimore's 0-2.
No question about it. Which to me makes tonight all the more intriguing. Like that caller earlier in the day that's like, this game's over, whatever he said. Like, you know, I'm not worried at all. Like, dude, I think you're crazy to not be worried. I mean, first off, you got no A.J. Brown. You know, Jalen Hurts has to play better, not necessarily to win tonight's game, although that would help, but he certainly has to play better to feel solidified with the season. Like, you're not getting to the heights of 2017 or 2022 or 2004 unless Jalen Hurts is a lot better than last week. And again, with no, and we can talk, you know, in the update with Jahan Dotson, and that's great, and we'll see what he's got. I mean, when I say great, like, that's what you got, okay? But there's always another guy that has to get in there. Is that Johnny Wilson who's injured? Is that Britton Covey? Is that Paris Campbell who got beaten out in the preseason for a roster spot? Is that a second tight end like Calcaterra plays a lot?
But I kind of liked Paris Campbell.
When I
saw him in camp,
but they
didn't.
They cut him.
Well, he's been injured.
I understand that.
Right, that's a factor. Yeah,
he was banged up for something. It was a soft tissue thing, I thought.
He missed time.
And when we were at camp, when we actually saw him with our eyes, I thought, Paris Campbell is much larger than I expected, and he's a lot more sudden in and out of his breaks than I expected. He looked really like, not like a third wideout. Didn't look like your average slot guy who's going against the third best DB for every team. He looked like a one.
Well, look, I find that hard to believe. James, let me ask you this question. Which Eagles receiver plays the third most snaps tonight?
Britton Covey.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I think he'll be in the slot. Like, I think it'll be...
Wow.
Dotson and Devontae on the outside, the vast majority of snaps, and I think Covey gets the most slot snaps.
I mean, it would be a let's find out what he's got type thing. All right, so let's go to the phones. There's a lot on the table. Obviously, you know, primarily this is about Jalen trying to overcome losing AJ. That's why Pay got $250 million. Go be great. Go be good enough to win the game. Obviously, you want to see the pass rush be better and all that. What Jason Kelce said about tonight's game, we'll get to that shortly. Kevin in Langhorne right now. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Kevin.
Our pleasure.
Real quick, before I get onto my Eagles point, I know everyone's talking about the Flyers, so I just want to get that point out
there.
There you
go.
Mishkov got his first goal. I'm telling you, I am so excited to watch this kid. I cannot wait for the season to start, man. I just got to watch this guy grow. I think he is going to be a great pickup. He's not going to fly under the radar to actual, like, real hockey people. I'm sure Jonesy and Al have been praising this kid. But man, I get ready, because he is going to be a jolt of energy to this team. So
I love it.
I am pumped. But and now getting back to the Eagles point, Joe, I agree with you. You can't take anything for granted. I mean, I remember last year laughing at Dallas when they lost to the Cardinals. Could you believe a team would lose to the Cardinals?
Yeah, then the Eagles did.
And we did.
That's right.
And then we did.
Did you see the Cardinals yesterday?
Boy, oh boy, John.
Man.
Talk about coming out of nowhere.
Kyler Murray had a perfect passer rating.
Well, Marvin Harrison Jr.
pretty good.
Three.
Yeah, Marvin Harrison Jr. had two touchdowns in the first, like, whatever, a couple minutes of the
week
game.
Week one, Marvin Harrison Jr. had 4 yards receiving. Week two, right out the gates, it's touchdown, touchdown, as you know, just as far out as you can get, like hitting his head on the goalpost. He was amazing, but Kyler Murray was a Kyler Murray I didn't know existed.
Well, here's what he's trying to do.
A good balance of everything right
now. He's trying to do what Baker Mayfield seemingly has done, which is transition from maybe headed toward being a backup someday to being a guy a franchise can count on.
Baker Mayfield... Awesome. 2-0. The Bucks are 2-0.
Yes.
He beat the Lions yesterday, even though the Lions sacked him and beat him up and all that. Baker Mayfield was tough. He was consistent. He was a leader. He was out there running the ride and decide, keeping it and running people over, juking people. It was a display of leadership above all else.
I get it. Kevin, go ahead, man.
No worries. But, yeah, that's where I'm saying they have to win this game, I feel, to get yourself in a great spot. 2-0 is massive.
It really is.
And I know Atlanta didn't look great. Trust me, I watched that game. I bet that game when Atlanta played Pittsburgh, and Atlanta let me down. So I'm hoping they let me down again. Hoping they let me down again.
Give me a great answer. Who or what overstayed their welcome?
This guy overstayed his welcome as a action star, Sylvester Stallone. Like, I get it, bro. You do steroids.
Oh, man. Stallone getting...
Jeez.
I don't know about that, man. It's Rock. Come on,
I really enjoy him.
First off, he won the Cold War. Won the Cold War. Let's remember that.
Yeah. Have you seen Tulsa King?
I haven't.
See, I liked that show.
I've heard it's pretty good.
Yeah, really good.
I enjoy
watching Sly and the Expendables. Like, those are entertaining movies, too. You get to see him and Dolph Lundgren and all the other old school guys.
Yeah, be physical, like Jane Fonda. No, not Jane Fonda. Who was that? Olivia Newton-John?
Olivia Newton.
Olivia Newton-John. I get my 80s because she had the workout videos, Fonda. All right. Foles. Seltzer. And this goes to everyone at 215-592-9494. As the Eagles get ready tonight to honor Nick Foles, and we're not quite sure how they'll do it, pregame, halftime, I don't know, we'll see. He's going to be on the WIP pregame show, by the way, before the game. James, Nick Foles tonight becomes the first Super Bowl-winning quarterback in the history of the Eagles, which is the only one off, to like come back and be honored. The floor is yours, James. What do you have to say?
I love him. Like, I actually love him. Like, it's not just, like, sports love or whatever. Like, I love Nick Foles. I appreciate that human being with, like, every bit of my soul. Yeah. And there aren't that many people who could have the type of career he did here. And obviously why he did it. But to be just, he's perfect for this city. Kelsey said it last week and he was with us. He's, like, our own, like, Rocky story. He's our own Cinderella story. His whole career, his whole thing. To come back and do it and to outduel Brady, it's just... I honestly think the 2017 Eagles Nick Foles thing, it's one of the great sports stories of all time, and he's our guy. I love it so much. I can't wait.
Well, look, I agree. I think you probably spoke for everyone with that. I mean, look, the bottom line is, it's a unique situation. Obviously, I mean, he was not the starter here for long. He typically was the starter by filling in for a backup. I mean, there's not too much stretch where he was like the starter.
It's 2014.
He was starter. I mean, it's the only time he was designated from the beginning of a season to be the starter. And that lasted 8 games, and then he got traded by Chip for Bradford.
Then he got hurt and then traded after the season. Yeah,
the whole deal. But an incredible history. And I think, James, you touched on something I think is important. The fact that he's such a good guy made it so much more enjoyable for us to root for him. I mean, we'd root for anybody that leads our team to a title. But you just knew before that, during it, after it, that you're talking about one of the good guys that's ever come through Philadelphia sports. So, like, your chance to weigh in on Foles. By the way, we'll honor Foles a little bit more here coming up in about 10 minutes. Some audio I guarantee you will not want to miss coming up at 7:40 today. That is a Joe Namath-style guarantee. A Mark Messier guarantee? Am I going to give you two New York guarantees?
Nope.
Is this like a Joel guarantee when he said last year the Sixers
are going to win? No, it's much better than that one.
What did he say? The Sixers are going to win the playoff series?
Yeah, he said we're going to win the series,
Did he put the G word behind it, or did he just say, we're going to win?
Yeah.
He was pretty strong
because
on it.
Does it really matter if you say we're going to win or I guarantee we're going to win? Isn't it basically the same thing?
Yeah, I think it's redundant even to say guarantee in that case.
Anyway,
saying guarantee does make a difference.
It takes it to a higher level.
No question.
It does. All right. So some great audio falls that you're going to like a lot coming up in 10 minutes. But actually next you're going to hear in 1 minute Kelce on tonight's game. It's a big game. The Eagles and Falcons. What Kelce said it was last week. We'll play that in 1 minute.
Hey, Philly, you know I've been telling you about my friends at the Busch Auto Group for a while now. Well, if it's been a minute since you've considered a Nissan, I'm telling you, now's the time to go and see them. With six new Nissan models under $30,000 in two locations in Limerick and Exton, quality and affordability are right around the corner for you. This month, save up to $10,000 on select Nissan models. The deals are dropping like the leaves over there right now. And trust me, I've been a customer myself. The team at Busch Auto Group knows how to treat you right. They've been so awesome to work with, and they just want to help you find the perfect vehicle for you. Head on over to either of their two Nissan locations at Exton Nissan and Nissan 422 of Limerick today to save big, or view their wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles online at BushAutoGroup.com. That's BushAutoGroup.com. And when you go, tell them John Ritchie sent you. Philly rides with us.
All right, on this Eagles game day, Monday Night Football edition tonight, we'll talk to Elliott Shore Parks at 7:50. We'll certainly go inside the no A.J. Brown thing. Who steps up? Who are the players? Who are the options? Elliott at 7:50. Also 8:30 today, first time in our show that we've ever had him on. John DeFilippo, not only on the show, but will be in studio with us, who obviously was Foles' quarterback coach. He was also Carson's quarterback coach. He also was Kirk Cousins' offensive coordinator. So a lot of different elements that that DeFilippo can weigh in on today when he joins us in studio at 8:30. And, you know, he'll be in here from 8:30 to 10, obviously on a day that's a lot about Nick Foles as the Eagles get set to honor him tonight. Let's also tell you the Twitter poll question of the day that's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question, other than getting close to winning the division, which obviously the Phillies are now closer and will clearly get done, what was the biggest thing that stood out to you with the Phillies this weekend? Is it A, Harper's power returning? The two home runs Saturday, first time in about a month he hit a homer. Is it B, Aaron Nola struggling? He was horrendous on Friday. Is it C, Christopher Sanchez being great? He was exceptional on Saturday, which obviously will further make a conundrum, even more of a conundrum, for Rob Thompson, who to start game two. I would still start Nola, but I know a lot of people are saying now let's start Christopher Sanchez game two, and certainly that's something to be strongly considered.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can weigh in on that at 215-592-9494. Speaking of weighing in, Jason Kelce weighed in last week with us. And Kelce's in studio with us every Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30. Last week when he was in, we asked him about the Atlanta game, the Eagles and the Falcons. Here's part of what Kelce said.
T.J. Watt makes a lot of quarterbacks look very average to below average, and so does the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. I don't think that, you know, after 1 week I'm ready to cash it in and say, like, this Atlanta team is not going to be any good with Kirk Cousins. It'll be a big game for him and that offense, and they're going to be fired up coming into the link to overcome all this narrative that is out there. So I would be ready if I'm the Eagles for a really hungry, hard-fighting Atlanta team coming in our house.
And I'll say this, John, I agree with Jason, and that was before A.J. was out. That was before there was an A.J. injury. Now you take it, because here's the thing about A.J. Brown. There's a lot of things to say, but I'll go right to this. I think he's their best player. Now, you can make a case for Lane Johnson. You can make a case for Saquon Barkley. Some people make a case for Jalen Hurts. I would not. But, I mean, there are only three or four guys that are potentially the Eagles' best player. I think A.J. is their best. I mean, 2 years in a row, he's been unbelievable. Unbelievable. And not having him is a factor. And let's remember, because he makes so much money, because Saquon makes money, because Devontae makes money, because Jalen makes money, when you get to that third receiver, let alone the fourth receiver, who tonight becomes the third receiver, you're going to a lot of guys that are bargain basement salary-wise. So we're going to find out tonight what Jalen's got with only one of the star receivers and two other guys. It can be Dotson and Covey.
Jahan Dotson's a first-round draft pick. This is a great time for him to step up big. The run game, it's magnificent, the flexibility provided by running backs who can line up outside,
too. It helps a lot.
And they're smart. Will Shipley, very smart. Kenny G, very smart, very versatile. You can say, hey, it's far double wing right. And that signifies I go way outside. That's fine. I go way outside to the left, just like in the old West Coast offense, because that's the way they're talking.
I remember.
Now.
Yep.
In the old West Coast offense, the running back does line up on the outside.
Yep.
That just became the third wide receiver in today's world. So it is something that's doable and adjustable pretty quickly and easily by these players.
But can I just say this, Sean? Let's not. While the Eagles have options. Let's not overstate losing AJ like it's
no.
I mean,
look,
Dallas
Goedert has to pick up the slack. Devontae has to pick up the slack, of course. But Jahan Dotson, huge opportunity, and I think he's going to be really good, really good.
Yeah.
We need to talk on the other side of the football, though. Also,
with
all our linebacker talk and celebration, and you know, we got Zach Bond, 15 tackles and a couple sacks, and. You realize what we got to deal with this week is a tight end who's like a wide receiver running back himself. Like this
Kyle Pitts sure.
is so talented, and it's been a couple years since he came into the league, but no one's been able to use him right.
Had no quarterback.
Right. And now all of a sudden, wow, you see little bursts of his uniqueness. And I'm thinking, okay, Zach Bond was great in a completely new role. Now, who's going to cover Kyle Pitts? Who in the world can cover Kyle Pitts right now that he's got a quarterback who's smart and actually, you know, gets him the ball when he's open? Kirk Cousins is helping Kyle Pitts.
Well, clearly, I mean, it should be the best that Kyle Pitts should be in his career. He said, no, I mean, look, 2 years ago, he had Marcus Mariota throwing on the ball.
Unbelievably bad.
What do you have, Desmond Ritter maybe one year?
Desmond Ritter.
Yeah. I mean, what a joke. So
it's like an all-time worst list of his experience at quarterback.
Well,
in his first 2 years, it was just a joke.
And here's the thing about the Eagles' defense tonight. They also have to deal with Bijan Robinson.
Mm-hmm. That's more of a worry to me just because of how much they gave up on the ground.
Well, he's good.
He's legit. I mean, he's a legit player. And I still think, looking back now, knowing the Eagles got Saquon
so bad,
I know you did. And now knowing that the Eagles got Saquon the next year, it tells me that Howie probably had already shifted his philosophy, and probably would have taken Bijan if he was available and Jalen Carter was off the board. Like if both were available, Bijan and Jalen Carter, I feel pretty confident the Eagles would have taken Jalen Carter. That fits the mold better, and was considered a guy that like was legit, maybe number one overall pick, if not for the off the field stuff. So I get the Jalen Carter thing, but if Carter was not on the board, and Bijan was, and that almost happened, I bet you Bijan would have been an Eagle. Let's listen to Sirianni in recent days talking about the challenge of the Birds tonight against Bijan Robinson.
He's a really good football player who can create on his own. Like things could break down, and he still can make a play. You know, a lot of things reminds me of when we used to. It felt like today in the team meeting when I'm showing those, it felt a little bit like, hey, these are the clips I remember showing when we were getting ready to play the Giants and Saquon. You know, he's really elusive and really fast, got good hands. Like, and so, yeah, I enjoyed my pre-draft process with him. I always enjoy, you know, meeting good guys, good football players, and spending time with them. And he's a heck of a football player that's done a nice job so far in this league. We'll have to be ready to tackle. You know, we need to tackle better than we did last game, and it's going to be a big deal this week's game.
It's a challenge tonight. I mean, it's not the ultimate challenge. It's not like Kansas City's coming in here, and obviously, you know, Atlanta's 0-1, but this is not a game, in my opinion, to take for granted at all. And knowing that A.J. Brown's out, and since the start of 2022, Jalen has played two games where either A.J. or Devontae missed the game, and the Eagles have gotten blown out of both games. So, you know, and granted, that was at the end of last year, and the whole world had fallen apart for the Eagles. But, you know, he has had an advantage with incredible duo of receivers. One of them is out tonight. There's a lot to adjust to. All of this on the table at 215-592-9494. Also tonight, a lot about Nick Foles, honoring him. Coming up in 1 minute, we do in the best way we can.
Let's talk about our friends at Window Nation. Did you know most of your home's cold AC this summer leaked out through your old windows? With the nicer weather this September, it is a great time to replace them with energy-efficient ones and save money on heat this winter. Who would I call? Window Nation.
Right now, buy two windows and get two free. There's no limit to how much you could save. Plus, you could save big with no interest or payments for 24 months.
Why do I like Window Nation? Because they partner with the top manufacturers to build the best quality, affordable windows. Then they pass the savings on to you. Who else likes Window Nation? Over 20,000 customers who gave a 5-star review, including Albert, who said, great value, great product, and great customer service. Highly recommend it.
Stop paying more than you have to and hurry. The sale ends September 30th, so schedule a fast in-home estimate right now at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Go to camera, John Richard. We got Rhea, we got Seltzer, and great to be with you on this Monday as the Eagles play a game tonight. They also honor Nick Foles. You know, James, over the weekend, I was thinking, what's the best way to honor Nick Foles? We can use words, our words, and James, you talked about love. And I thought, you know what, best way to honor him, just let his own words speak for itself. Back from 2017, Merrill Reese's words, Mike Quick's words from 2017. Let his actions speak for themselves. We have not played, first off, it has now been seven seasons since the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Okay, 7 seasons, which is kind of, it's kind of adding up a little bit, all right? And we have not, James, I'd say, played the Merrill montage of Super Bowl 52 on our show probably for 3 years?
Four years? Yeah, probably something like that. It's been a long time.
It's been a while. I mean, Foles is in town. He might be listening to WIP right now. Nick, number one, God bless you! I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I told you. Nick, God, I love you. Like, I literally love you.
He's going to get such an ovation tonight because in February of 2018, sit back, everybody, for the next 3 minutes. Enjoy, because in February of 2018, this happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Super Bowl 52. Foles fakes. He's back. He steps up. He is going deep. And it is caught by Alshon Jeffery for a touchdown.
Oh, what a great catch by Alshon Jeffery.
Alshon Jeffery, a magnificent. He comes right back to Blunt. Blunt across the 20.
Blocking, great play call. We knew he was going to be aggressive. He told us that he was going to stay aggressive. He loves us.
Boom. Moves to the right. It goes directly to Clement. Clement reverses it, and the pass goes into the end zone.
To Nick
and
Foles.
It's a touchdown by Nick Foles. And it's a key. Foles receive a touchdown. Oh, get what a Trey Burton.
This play call has a chance to be remembered as one of the all-time greats.
And that's something we've been working on, and Doug and I were talking. I was like, let's just run it.
And Matt Patricia, defensive coordinator for New England, he's over there scratching his beard.
He is going deep, and is it a touchdown?
It is.
It is a touchdown! A 22-yard touchdown to Clement.
This is crazy. I've been dreaming about this moment. Now I can see what it feels like.
Looks, fires out in the flat, running with the football, and coming up close to another first down. Is Aguilar, and he picks it up. Aguilar tonight has stepped up bigger than ever. Back goes Foles, fires, slant, touchdown! Zach Ertz, he caught it, he bobbled it, he never let it drop, and he finished with the football.
If they would have overturned that, I don't know what would happen to the city of Philadelphia. So glad they didn't overturn it.
Boy, if the Eagles could come up with their one turnover of the game right here, that would be ceiling. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit. Falls forward, and he fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by Barnett.
Brandon Graham rips the football out of the hands of Tom Brady.
With 2:09 remaining to be played.
And boy, oh boy.
Le cayó la bola. Los Eagles la tienen. Los Eagles tienen la bola. And fumble the Brady. Brady, le cayó.
Brandon Graham, Ricky, Brandon Graham.
He said we needed a play. If we got one more opportunity, we're going to give everything we got. And I just so happened to get there.
Here is a 46-yarder to give the Eagles an 8-point lead. And the kick is... Goal!
The
biggest kick in Jake Elliott's life right there.
9 seconds left. Eagles by 8. Brady, he steps up. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions. Eagles fans everywhere, this is for you.
If there's a word called everything, that's what it means to Eagles fans everywhere.
Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles.
Nick Foles, the GOAT, a legend. His name is Stone.
It's not about how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. That's been this team all year.
And they're bringing back the Lombardi Trophy to Philadelphia. Broad Street, get ready. We are having a parade.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it just gives me
chills. My whole body is like, right?
And here's the deal. It's not like Foles was the only one. There's a lot of guys who were critical. Okay, and that includes Carson for those first 13 games because they're probably not a one seed without him. But if Foles is not able to step in there, and they reinvented the offense. I mean, before because he was really struggling. He'd struggled against the Raiders. He'd struggled against Dallas. By the way, Foles' quarterback coach from that year, John DeFilippo, will be with us in studio at 8:30 today. I mean, the Eagles are going to honor Foles tonight. And it is a great opportunity for you at 215-592-9494. To show your appreciation as well. Thank God that game happened. Thank God the Eagles won. Could you imagine if we were still waiting? Holy mackerel. But look, obviously I'm sure you enjoyed that audio. If you want to praise Foles, please do. We got another game, though, tonight. We got the Eagles and the Falcons as well, so an awful lot going on. 215-592-9494. Big J, how great was that to hear, my man? I don't know what's being said right now.
I'm going to need a transcript.
Big J, we can't understand you. We love the passion. We just actually can't understand you right there.
Oh,
just
my
a little
goodness.
Too much volume.
I am ready for tonight. I'm ready for our Eagles to dominate those Atlanta Falcons. I'm ready for us to do what we need to do to get to this Super Bowl, baby, this year.
There you go, man. Well, listen, this is a good opportunity for Jalen tonight. You know, because, it's not as easy tonight without A.J. Brown. And let's see what he can do, and hopefully he plays better than the other day. That's the thing about Foles that year. He rebounded. That's been a thing about Hurts in his career. He has rebounded. Jalen, and I'm going back to college, Jalen has had down moments, and he has typically rebounded. Boy. So let's go do it tonight. All right, Big J, good call, man. Appreciate the passion. How about that right there? Let's go to Mike in Douglasville. Mike, good morning.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good,
doing well, Mike.
Dude, watching the freaking Cowboys get blown out at home is just a beautiful thing. But then to come back and then, you know, have today with honoring Foles and, you know, Kelce making his return with the with ESPN tonight, and it's just like everything just sets up perfectly. I you know, unfortunately, A.J. Brown's not going to be playing. I appreciate the Eagles for announcing it at, like, noon so I could get my fantasy team set up right. But, yeah. I mean, Jahan Dotson, he was more of the outside guy in Washington and even at Penn State. So I have a feeling he'll see a lot of outside corner time. And yet I think, who was it, Seltzer? I think you said probably Covey will play the slot. I'm fine with that. In all honesty, hearing him come out of, like, training camp and everything, I think it was Britton Covey was kind of impressing out of the slot. So it would be cool to get him to get a shot. But for our defense this week, I need an interception tonight. I don't care who gets it. I'd love it to be Quinyon Mitchell, but I need some defensive plays tonight. Not just letting these guys run rampant all over us. You know, Bijan's going to be a terror. Kyle Pitts, you know, coming out of college, they rated him so high. But granted, he hasn't really had anybody throwing him the football. I think he went like an entire year without getting a single touchdown.
Maybe. He was just sadly, abusedly underused.
I had him in fantasy, I think, that year.
It was just
brutal. It was killing me.
You know, some of these other receivers that the Falcons have, Darnell Mooney is a very talented outside live wire speed wide receiver who another guy who's had bad quarterbacks. He was in Chicago with Fields and inexperience and just And okay, Drake London, another young wide receiver who's never had the benefit of a quarterback who knows what he's looking at defensively. They're going to be grateful. They're going to be talented. They and Kyle Pitts also. Just now he's given a chance. It's like another chance, a chance at redemption, a chance to actually catch passes.
They may not still have a quarterback, guys.
He
you
may
did
not.
Watch,
no,
we
I,
did,
I agree
we all
with
watched
you.
Kirk Cousins last
Correct.
Week, right? I mean, I'm like going.
We'll
you know, they don't have a great quarterback. Not what we saw last week.
If he can't move well with that Achilles, then they're in
you
trouble.
You knew when they were throwing the ball last week. You knew when they were running the ball last week. It was the most predictable offense I've ever seen.
All right, Mike, give me an answer. Who or what over? Stayed there welcome.
So I don't know if it's been said already, but this dude overstayed his welcome for years, and now we still got to listen to his freaking voice. But Tom Brady.
Well, I don't know about that, man. Here's my thing, the voice is a little tough. The voice isn't great. Here's the other thing I'll say, and he'll get this in time. His timing is bad in these broadcasts. A play happens. The play-by-play guy lays out.
Bad.
He might be. The play-by-play guy lays out, waiting for the color commentator to come in. And Brady is consistently taking like an extra 5 seconds to comment. It's silence.
Jeez.
And then he comments. And I'm like, oh, no, that's.
Well, that's definitely something he can work on.
He can improve
address.
On that.
He knows it needs to get better.
But
he
I
can
thought
listen
he'd be...
back to one, you know, 1 minute of a game that he's done. He'll know he needs to get better at that. I'm positive it will be better.
I'll tell you this, Sean. I thought he'd be better out of the gate.
It is surprising to me that it's been as tepid
the
response, and deservedly so. It's just kind of meh.
You know who's never tepid? Eagles Shirley, after hearing the Super Bowl 52 montage. What's going on, Shirley?
Hey, family. Good morning. Listen, my life is just life right about now. I happen to add on being an adjunct professor to everything else that I got going
wow.
on.
Wow.
Good for you.
Awesome. Way to go.
I said, information technology at Pierce College, so go Pierce. But anyway, thanks for playing it. Every time I hear that Super Bowl, whoever's playing it, whether it's TV or radio, I remember where I was at with my family. I remember, you know, Tom Brady on his butt just Brandon Graham, baby, number 54, you know, so just excited. But the Eagles right now, where we at today, you know, and I'm purposely talking slow because y'all know how I get towards the end.
Oh, we know.
Right now it's so crucial that we play our game and don't let them dictate nothing. They didn't earn it. We have the momentum. We are at home. We are at the link. Everything is going in our favor. Prayers going up to you, AJ Brown. Get better quick. But other than that, they have a game plan. I'm so excited for our coordinators. Our offense, I'm so excited to see the different changes, you know, and see the guys respond.
I agree with you.
That right there, that is so important. And you know, I'm playing, right? If you don't have if you're playing with a coach or a coordinator and they drawing up plays, whatever it is that they do, John, you know, and you're not responding, I think last year I keep hearing they lost the locker room. This right here is fresh. It's new. They're excited. Their talents are being, you know, bring out your talents. We want to use your talents.
Yeah, no, listen, Shirley, I'm with you. All right, Shirley, give me an answer. Who or what overstayed their welcome?
Oh, so wait a minute. You can
win Jim Gaffigan tickets. Give me a great answer here.
No, listen, I got to give you my ending. I'm not playing the game.
No worries. Give me your ending.
I got you. Baby, let me tell you, everybody that's going out to the game tonight, make sure your presence is made known. If you watch it from home, make sure you go on social media. WIP, tweet out your Eagles. Be with us. Be with them. Let's go, Birds, and get this win tonight. E-A-G-L-E-S.
Well done, Shirley. God bless
Strong.
You as well. That is phenomenal. Phenomenal. 215-592-9494. Elliot joins us in a second, but actually, let's not forget the Phils. They won 2 of 3 this weekend. They had a couple come from behind victories. There's a lot going on in that series, including the way it ended. Let's just listen to the very end yesterday as JT walked it off.
Maybe Rob's anticipating JT hitting the one in the gap.
Nothing into the count. Diaz delivers. And JT hits one in the gap. Right center. He'll win the game. Castellanos will score. And the Phillies beat the Mets on a walk-off by JT Realmuto.
stuff, man. Good stuff. So the Phils now 2 up on the Dodgers, 3 if you count the tiebreaker, 4 up on the Brewers, 5 if you count the likely tiebreaker.
Man.
So a good spot, but then 9 on the division. Division's over. By the way, as we're talking about
our
the weekend.
Our number is 5?
5.
For the division.
And as we're talking about the weekend, let's not lose sight of, while it was not the most important thing this weekend, the most outrageous moment from an incredible standpoint, let's go back to Saturday, because we got to honor Cal Stevenson with that catch.
1-1 pitch, swung on, and that one is hit well. Center field, Stevenson's gone back. He's at the track, he's at the wall, he jumps, and he makes the catch! Stevenson makes the catch, brings it back! What a play by Cal Stevenson!
Crazy.
He leaps at the wall and brings it back.
That was pretty cool, man. That really was. All right.
And it wasn't just that, you know, that was so spectacular. Yeah. But we just seen Rojas almost get that play. Yeah. And then, you know, his elbow hits and the ball drops, just fails. And it was so good to see that. But it wasn't just that play. There were many plays defensively for Cal and that we can celebrate. That was such an awesome thing to see. A young guy making good on that opportunity and then some. Yeah. And then again. And then again.
Look, he and a couple guys are in a battle for those final bench spots. I don't think he's going to get it. But I'll tell you what, man. That dude, Austin Hayes. Seltzer, they're going to bump him off the playoff roster, right?
Yeah. I mean, he might not be back. Who knows what's going on with him?
I mean,
I'm with you. I'm out of sight, out of mind for me with Austin Hayes.
That's the way I feel. All right, let's talk some
poor
football.
Guy. Jeez.
I mean, it is what it is, man. I mean, he got a shot.
But you know how much it matters to him.
I don't care. It matters more to him.
It matters to us.
I want him to be good. I want him to be awesome. He needs to get his game together.
Seltzer, who cares more about the Phillies? Austin Hayes or the collective Phillies fans?
Yeah, I'm going to go with us. Just a little bit more, though.
No, I mean, look, we wish the guy the best, but he has not come through.
Clearly we wish him the best.
Well, yeah, you know what's the best? Him not on the playoff roster. That's the best.